kind of again. We've been talking about King Hezekiah. He certainly was a miracle of God's grace, but I guess we all are. Because without God's working, we would never believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or even know anything about him. But Hezekiah was remarkable in that fact that his father was an ungodly king, and Hezekiah's son was just as ungodly. But here, right in the middle, between those two ungodly kings, God provided his people with Hezekiah. Now, just because Hezekiah was a godly king doesn't mean that his life was always pleasant or prosperous. Yes, he had prosperity in his kingdom at first, but then came a time in the prime of his life when he became deathly sick. We don't know much about this sickness except that it did involve a very sore boil. Now, the book of 2 Chronicles tells us about this sickness in only one verse. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 24. We read, "In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign." So first came the sickness, then the fact that he was near death, and then that he prayed to the Lord, and God spoke to him and gave him a sign. Now that's all we have in 2 Chronicles, but there are more details in 2 Kings and in the book of the prophet Isaiah. So this is what we read there. Isaiah came to him in his sickness and gave him this word from God. "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." No doubt this came as a shock to King Hezekiah. He was in the prime of his life. There was much work yet to be done in the kingdom. His father had messed things up considerably, and Hezekiah wanted to live longer so that he could do some more good work. And so he prayed to the Lord. Now, did you ever stop to think why it is even possible for us to pray to the Lord? It is possible only because Jesus went to the cross and paid for our sins and rose again on the third day. Only in Jesus' name can we dare to pray to the Almighty God and ask him for anything. Now, in a way, Hezekiah prayed in the name of Jesus, too, even though he did not know how all this would play out. But he prayed in the name of the Savior who was to come. And this is what he prayed. "Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, 'Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." Hezekiah knew his country and his people needed a king like him to do more good, for God was pleased with his prayer, and almost at once he told the prophet Isaiah to go right back to Hezekiah and give him another message. "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. So now, Hezekiah had two messages from God. The first one said he was going to die and not live. The second one says that he's going to live for 15 more years. And that on the third day he would be so healthy he would be able to go to the temple. Well, Hezekiah was, I suppose, a bit confused. And he asked Isaiah for a sign. He wanted a sign that God would allow him to go to the temple in 3 days. What is the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day? And the prophet Isaiah gave Hezekiah a choice between two signs. The signs would appear on the sundial of his father, King Ahaz. You know, a sundial can tell you the time by the way the sun's rays hit the sundial. So Isaiah said to Hezekiah, shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? Well, Hezekiah chose what he thought was the harder sign, that the shadow should go backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. And of course, the skeptics in this world believe that's an impossible thing. It could never have happened. How can the sun go backward 10 degrees? That would mess up the whole solar system, the whole universe. That just is impossible. But now, let's think about it a bit. How did the sun and the moon and the stars get there in the first place? God, the Creator, said, let there be, and there was. So certainly a God who can create sun, moon, and stars by a mere word certainly can alter His creation at any point and to whatever degree He wants. So this was no problem for the Lord. He brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz, and the whole universe did not disintegrate. And of course the healing was easy too. Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. So they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And after Hezekiah was healed, he prayed to the Lord again. And this prayer is recorded in the book of Isaiah. And of course, Hezekiah thanked the Lord for his physical healing, but he thanked him for much more too. Because in his prayer, Hezekiah spoke these words to God, you have cast all my sins behind your back. And of course, that's the blessing, the kind of healing that we all enjoy, the healing from our sins. And that, of course, also was accomplished by Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection on the third day. Well, let us sing a hymn that exalts God for two things, for his power in nature and for the forgiveness of our sins. Hymn 744, stanzas 1 and 3.